Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
It's Christmas Eve, and classics like It's a Wonderful Life will light up television screens across America, as they do every year at this time. But tonight, in Boston, several hundred struggling artists will huddle around their tubes for the premiere of a reality sitcom starring them.
He's got a knife!
If you do choose to watch the show, be warned, it is brimming with adult themes, colorful language, and a lot of immature behavior. WBUR's Andrea Shea takes us inside this new show.
It's called Quiet Desperation, or Quiet D for short. Picture a raunchier, Curb Your Enthusiasm for hipsters. It started a couple of years ago on YouTube as webisodes shot in a third-floor Alston apartment.
I've been living in this room for 7 years and separated from the rest of the apartment. This is the majority of my stage for Quiet D.
That's Rob Petillo, creator and star of Quiet D.
Basically what it is, you know, I mean, it's a reality type show where I do have my own name on it and I do show where I live and grow up and stuff. I should be grown up by now, but yeah, I live in here, create in here, cry in here, sleep in here, smoke tobacco sometimes in here. And
he films in here. The room is tiny. There's a mattress on the floor. Scraps of paper covered in song lyrics are taped to the walls. Then there's the living room. On this day, it has the air of an opium den. A bunch of friends play guitars and laugh on couches while the crew preps for the day's shoot.
Yeah, basically, like, this whole place sort of acts as like a real-life set, you know, sort of a quote-unquote fictional life set, but I think it's like the opposite end of Jersey Shore. You're having, you know, a lot of eclectic creative types still acting and behaving like kids, but doing something every now and then.
More than 200 creative types have appeared in Petillo's reality-based webisodes, and they've attracted something of a cult following. The 33-year-old's mission is to showcase their talent, but also to keep them in Boston.
With like 70% of my creative friends, I always have the conversation like, dude, moving to LA. Exactly. Yeah. Boston shouldn't be a minor league town, but the major press in Boston, unfortunately, you know, a lot of them just seem to give the big front pages to Aerosmith, Tom Brady, Ben Affleck, fake Irish accent mafia movies, and seem to pass over what is literally debilitatingly genius talent. It's ridiculous.
Petillo speaks from his own experience. He's a veteran musician and comic known by many as Robbie Roadsteamer, but it's been challenging for Petillo, and he's not alone. He called his webisode series Quiet Desperation for a reason. Most men lead lives of quiet desperation and go to the grave with the song still in them, according to Thoreau.
So basically, I got my man Sean. He's going to be our engineer for this album. This album is going fine.
You see me getting unemployed, getting in a warehouse, getting signed to a major label, breaking up the band, starting my own band, trying to do comedy, and it was all over the place.
Not anymore. Now Petillo's reworking Quiet D for television. He got a contract with MyTV, an independent New England channel, 2 episodes a month for 9 months, starting tonight at 11 o'clock. Now Petillo is shooting continuity, padding the storyline, and fleshing out characters. A cameraman, Petillo, an actress, and myself squeeze into a bathroom the size of a closet to shoot a scene.
You know, you're still building this character from scratch, so it's whatever you want to present to the camera. If you want to be laid back, chill, lady type, you can. If you want to be endearing, you can. You know,
Quiet D started small, but now it has staff. In the weeks leading up to the premiere, they've been searching for sponsors and promoting the show with commercials on the web and on TV.
Crying desperation. Because the difference between us is
fact is, no one is getting paid for their work, including stand-up comedian Tom Dustin. Since the beginning, he's played a sleazy lawyer on Quiet D named Tom Dustin.
Every now and then, me, gets recognized on the street, and never for my stand-up. It's always, hey, you're the crappy lawyer on Quiet Desperation. Yes, I am.
And that was when it was on YouTube. Now, with the big TV premiere, Dustin admits,
I still don't know how I feel about the final product of the show. I feel like I'm the only one that is like, I don't know if people are going to watch this.
Rob Petillo hopes they will. Regardless, he's on cloud nine because Quiet D is exactly what he wanted to put on TV. And he says he's got nothing to lose.
I'm not somebody who went to NYU, you know, got a comm degree, you know. I'm somebody that, hell, man, when that show's even on the air, you know, that next Monday morning, all I'm going to do is get crap from my coworkers about it.
At a kid's toy store warehouse down the street. Even so, Petillo admits having Quiet D's premiere on Christmas Eve is a gift for all of the struggling artists who've donated their time to work on it, himself included.
I guess that's a Christmas present, and besides that, I need a new iPod.
For WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.